Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Furt Show.
Melissa Carter knows the most clever and brilliant way.
Brilliant.
That right. Two people were set up.
Yes, and you can do it too.
That has been proven to be successful.
Proven to be successful. Wow. Katie, Joe, and I were at a party over the weekend. I met a couple that Katie knows for the first time over the weekend. Sweet little couple. Married. Their child 6 months old. Sweet. Aww. You know, beautiful little couple. So as you have a conversation, you inevitably get to the point of saying, well, how did y'all meet? And this is where I think that her sister, the wife's sister, was brilliant, okay? Because she's the one that introduced them, but she did it so deceptively, they didn't even know it, mm-hmm. okay?
So she knew in her heart that these two people would be good together?
The sister knew that there potentially could be something between these two, okay? So her sister actually worked at a bar, okay? Her sister was a bartender at this club. And the sister went in every so often, but there's a guy that was a regular. Now, the bartender and the guy, they never really had interacted, you know, they didn't really know each other. Okay, so there was no, like, initial attraction or initial conversation between the husband and wife at the time that the sister picked up on and then decided to push it forward. What the sister did is that she went to the guy in the bar and said, you see that bartender over there? She's got a crush on you. I just wanted to let you know.
It's a very eighth grade move.
But her sister didn't know she was doing that because the sister didn't have a crush on him.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Nice. I see.
Then the sister went up to her sister at the bar and said, you know that guy's over there? I just want to let you know that he told me that he has this huge crush on you, and I just wanted you to know.
He's vibing on you.
Nice.
And he didn't even know that the sister was even doing that. So both of them, in their minds, thinks the other one has mm-hmm. this huge crush on them. So initially, of course, they're going to go up and, you know, start a conversation because it's an ego boost, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to like the person or not, but at least you're going to give them a conversation.
Sure.
If they have this huge crush
really
on you. Like I said, they just had their first child 6 months ago.
Okay.
And they're happily married.
So it did work.
Cute.
They did not find out that she had done this until they were engaged.
No
kidding. Once they got engaged and they started having conversations, I guess, reminiscing about it, then they disclosed to the other what the sister said, and they were like, I didn't tell her that. I didn't tell her that I had a crush on you. And he's like, I didn't tell her I had a crush on you. So the sister just, you know, put the situation together and let it happen naturally.
Here's what she did.
Awesome.
This is the brilliant thing about it is that she took away the fear of rejection immediately.
Absolutely.
Because she let them both know that, you know what? It's totally okay. I mean, he's digging on you, she's digging on him.
Yeah.
And so that fear of rejection is gone completely.
That is so smart. And you can't do a typical setup. Typical, like, matchup setups don't usually work. I mean, every once in a while you hear the random story about the blind date that worked. But typically, if your friend sets you up with so-and-so, whatever, it's like an awkward situation. So she got rid of the awkward thing, too.
And then by
telling both of them, see, you know, they probably gave eye contact at the bar. Like you said, they had confidence because they assumed the other one still had the crush.
Well done.
And then when there's eye contact, if you've been told somebody has a crush on you and they're looking at you, you're thinking, oh, well, okay, that's the person's got a crush. I mean, I thought it was brilliant.
Well played, Melissa Carter's friend. Good morning, Julianne. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and tell you that is the exact same way that my boyfriend and I were hooked up 7 years ago. We actually celebrated our anniversary last night. We had a mutual friend that we were hanging out with, and we had just been friends for years, and he played us. He came up to me the same night, and he was like, gosh, you know, Tanner loves you so much. He's totally into you. Just give him a chance. And I was like, no way. And he had gone to Tanner that same night and said the exact same thing. And it just ended up, we were like, well, if he likes me that much, I mean, why not give it a chance? We've been together for 7 years.
Yeah, it's a really awesome. Smart way to do it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Totally. Very
brilliant.
Smart.
That is brilliant. But if you're listening right now, you really have to be the initiator to do it. Because right now, if you have somebody tell you, oh, that person has a crush on you, you'd be thinking, really? Do they really? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought brilliant move. Anybody can do it.
Smart. Really smart.
I like it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.